Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Anyway, we have, if you have all of your luggage, we have a limousine waiting for us.
Oh.
Mr. DuPont opens the door for you, the scout group, and whatnot, and all of you pile in as he gets in as well. Your dad looks over to Mr. DuPont.
So, what's the digs like, eh? What can we expect?
You will be staying in, he pauses for a moment, quite unhappy, Hotel Donald. We wished to have different names, but the Disney Corporation insisted.
Is it themed?
It is indeed themed, yes.
Yes.
It would be themed after the duck himself, Mr. DuPont says.
Do the bellboys wear no pants like Donald Duck?
No, the bellboys wear like a costume to simulate Donald Duck.
They're dressed like Donald Duck?
Yes.
They got big chicken legs? Yes. I mean duck legs?
Yes, they have a big... Mr. DuPont is very upset.
What other hotels do you have?
We have Hotel Donald, we have Hotel Mickey, we have Hotel Minnie.
Is there Hotel Goofy?
There is a Hotel Goofy, yes.
Yes.
So say the four that we have currently, there's also in under construction. Mr. DuPont, very unhappy. There's also under construction Hotel Pluto. We have no idea what we're doing with the outfits on that one.
The bellboys run around on all fours.
Did you have any other questions about the park?
Would Hotel Mickey and Hotel Minnie be the same hotel? Just some of them have
they
dances?
There is a remarkable similarity, yes. Obviously, one is, there is more than just the bellhop, so there is also the decor too. Consider, and the decor obviously features Minnie more prominently than Mickey.
Does that? No, I don't say that out loud. I'm realizing that if there's a Hotel Goofy, I can have a Goofy hat. There's a way for me to obtain the hat of Goofy because sure. A lot of people are wearing those hats and their
absolutely.
Uniforms.
I mean, you could just get one for the tourists, but yeah, you could also steal one.
No, it's different.
They probably sell them, don't they?
No, but like the Goofy hat that they would sell would say like Goofy on it or have,
that,
you know, when they put
that
the brand
is fair, that is fair. They would be different type. Yeah, it'd be like a full. Hmm?
What hat does Goofy wear?
Little green piece of shit.
Yeah, you know Goofy. You know Goofy's hat. Hang on.
But you know, I'm.
Is it a cap?
No, it's.
Like a sailor's cap or something?
No, it's like a baseball cap, I think.
It is a cap.
Wait, no, it's not.
It's like long and, yeah.
Oh, weird. It's like almost like a chef's hat cross a top hat or something.
Yeah.
Cross a beanie.
Messed up. That's
a bizarre hat.
I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Little green piece of shit.
The little green piece of shit. That's what it is.
Anyway.
Some of it looks like a dog's bone because he's a dog.
Oh.
I am, if you did not already know, I am Mr. DuPont. He says, addressing the entire limousine. I will be your contact at Euro Disney during your stay. If you have any issues with the park, if you have any requests, you bring them to me. Obviously, for the full 2 weeks that you are here, you will be having free access to the park, and we will arrange a pass so that you can visit the attractions for free as well. Your dad leans over and says, oh, don't worry about that. We won't need none of those, eh?
Dad!
Come on!
Dad!
A bunch of the other kids. Probably Ralph is the only one who doesn't say anything. But yeah, all of the other kids join in with you as well. Oh, okay. Well, maybe just for 1 or 2 days then.
No, but...
1 or 2 days.
But what if, Dad, what if we go on a big hike and then we come home and we have a roller coaster before bed?
I didn't think we'd be coming back to the hotel much. I thought we'd be doing a lot of camping.
Okay, and then before we leave the hotel, we could go on a roller coaster before we leave, and then that gets us ready. That wakes us up.
Yeah, it'd be like coffee.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you always talk about coffee.
Your dad looks from the two of you over to your mom. Your mom gives kind of like an imploring look. And he says, oh, all right, then I guess we can spend a little bit of time at the park. But he reaches over. There's a little box that has pamphlets for the park.
Mm-hmm.
He plucks one of the pamphlets out. And you see it's a, you would be aware of this. There was a thing a few years ago called New Coke. Came and went. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about it, many different directions. Euro Disney is apparently trying its own thing. They could not. You would have heard this from when it, maybe you heard like your mum's half of this conversation with one of the Disney executives. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get a Coca-Cola license. Mm-hmm. So instead they've gone with an independent drink called Glime.
Glime.
It is a green soft drink. That has a slight glow to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That does look cool.
Your dad plucks out a brochure on Glime. He shows it to the entire limousine and he taps it and he says, you can go on the rides if you want, but I don't want any of you drinking this crap, he says. Your dad's also a massive fitness. He's a very anti-sugar generally.
Sure. Can I sneakily... along the course of the limo ride, steal one of the pamphlets of Glime?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. That will be a, I'd call that a...
Because I've never wanted to drink anything more in my entire life.
That would be a larceny dexterity check.
Ooh, good thing I'm fairly proficient in larceny.
For some reason you have 2 points in larceny, and then dexterity is
I'm a larcen.
Sure. You managed to sneak one of the pamphlets, absolutely.
Lovely.
All right, do you want to surreptitiously read it as well?
No, I'll wait. I'll bide my time.
Okay, cool. No worries. Your dad continues. Well, I was thinking, he checks his watch. It's probably about maybe 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. as you're driving towards Euro Disney. I was thinking maybe we could go for a little bit of a hike after we get there. Stretch our legs and whatnot, you know?
Dad, we've got...
I'm so tired.
We've got everything like that is already where we came from.
Yeah, and also I want to go see Hotel Donald.
Dad, we've got hiking trails at home.
Mr. DuPont.
There's no roller coasters at home.
Yes.
Is there a pool at Hotel Donald?
Mr. DuPont takes a deep breath in. Yes, there is a hotel. There is a pool at each of these hotels, shaped in the said character.
Yay!
Dad, they have a pool.
There's a pool, Dad. Can we go to the pool?
A bunch of the other, everyone except Ralph basically joins in. Hugh,
pool,
the,
pool,
yeah, pool, 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 pool. All right. You can go to the pool.
Yes.
Yay!
The park will have already been closed, right? He turns to Mr. DuPont. Mr. DuPont shakes his head. The park closes at 9 p.m.
Yay!
Oh my God, we got a nighttime roller coaster.
Park, 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 park.
Your dad says, Jesus Christ, 9 p.m.? That's so late. Okay. If it's all right with your mum. He looks over at Nancy, expecting Nancy to say no. And your mum says, oh, no, actually, I think that would be a good idea.
Yay!
I give mum a hug.
She hugs you back.
Good. Weird if she didn't.
And on your drive as well, Mr. DuPont gestures to the man driving the limousine, the roller. There'd be like a window thing, but it's currently down. He gestures the person driving and he says, oh, this is also Mr. Green. Mr. Green here, he is your driver. He shall be if you need to go anywhere other than the park. Please, Mr. Green, introduce yourself. Mr. Green turns around from the front thing. As you're both 13, you probably don't acknowledge this, but he definitely takes his eyes completely off the road. He turns around completely, puts his arm over the divider and looks into the back of the limousine. First off, I speak the language, your language, he says, our language, he says. I'm Mr. Green. He leans over and he shakes anyone's hand who he can reach. Your mom is really quick. She's probably the first handshake, and she's really quick. She, you can see, is peering past him to make sure that there's no cars that you're about to hit. You can tell as he leans over, you can tell he's got a big beer belly that his the uniform that he's wearing is straining against. But in addition to that, he has a very friendly face, and he seems very genuine when anyone's hand he can shake. He seems very genuine and kind. Yeah, you need to go anywhere? Anywhere in the damn country? I can get you there. I can even get you to a few places outside. And he gives you a big wink.
Cool.
Mr. DuPont says, please look at the road. Mr. Green turns back and resumes driving the car. Was there any questions before we arrive at the park?
What's the best roller coaster?
Mr. DuPont thinks about that for a second. I guess the Euro Matterhorn.
I
have a question.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Nancy shoots you like a look. Mr. DuPont says, I am 45. Why do you ask this?
I have another question.
Yes.
Do you have a wife?
He shows you his wedding ring. Yes, I am married.
I have another question.
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
I do not think I have a favorite color.
Huh.
What?
I have
Mine's
not.
Mine's green.
That's nice to hear. Anyway.
I look at that man strange. How can you pick a wife and not a color?
I
didn't say that out loud.
Okay. All right. All right. You eventually reach Euro Disneyland. You drive through. There's a massive, you know, well, I guess this isn't a very, outside of Australia, this isn't going to make a lot of sense. But you know Luna Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
You drive through a massive Mickey Mouse open mouth.
We drive through it?
Yeah, you drive through it. It's the road goes through the mouth. It is simply massive. It's wide enough for like four buses a piece to fit through.
Wow.
Big teeth.
It's very big teeth. Yeah, there's no fence on either side. It's not like any sort of barrier. It's just the open mouth.
Just an archway, yeah.
You drive through that, and then you see just a absolute sea of car parks. There's, like with most car parks this large, there's interval. There's various signs that show you where you have parked and what to look for, what section, that sort of stuff. Mm. Maybe even you pass a bunch of other, well, no, there'd probably be a lot of people coming out of the park, but not a lot of people going in. You pass holiday makers and maybe a few locals, whatnot. The limousine drives straight through all of it, not obviously into anyone, but right up to the gates itself. And then, there is a proper wire fence running all the way around the park. And just beyond the wire fence, there is a second wire fence also running the entire length of the park. Both of them are topped by barbed wire.
Whoa.
Other than the walls, the gate is actually quite nice. Well, you would describe it as garish, I guess, but it is otherwise nice. It's very colorful. It's got all of the Disney characters, the whole pantheon of different characters standing in various poses, kind of like playful sort. Maybe Mickey Mouse has got a fire hose that he's dousing Goofy with or something like that. And below it, there is the ticket booths. You are let out of the cars. And Mr. Green, with like a big wave, drives away. Once again, not looking at the road, drives away in the limousine. Mr. DuPont takes you up to the ticket booths and he chats with the person and you're all let into the park. There, we will get you obviously situated first. I will lead you to the hotel. We'll get some people to carry the bags. He snaps his fingers and some people in the ticket booths come out, collect your bags, and they take you to Hotel Donald. Do you pass some of the like park on the way here? It's mostly just like park area with like lots of places where people can sit down, have picnics or even cook. There's probably some gas barbecues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to stop and do anything or are you going straight to get settled in first?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get settled in. Get us, dump our stuff.
I want to see what Hotel Donald looks like.
Mm.
There's a foyer to Hotel Donald. You see Mr. DuPont winces slightly as you approach. The doorway is, like with the Mickey Mouse, it's a big Donald Duck head. It looks so stupid.
Yeah.
But then beyond it is a proper actual building. You walk through the big Donald Duck mouth into the foyer. The foyer has statues of Donald Duck all over the place. And standing behind the counter, you could see, sure enough, people wearing giant Donald Duck costumes.
Oh, God.
I like it. I want it to be on record that I'm having a nice time.
All right, that's good.
This is good. Yeah, I am excited to hear these people speak.
Mr. DuPont is the one who speaks to the hotel staff. He explains what's going on. If you want, where would you, you're in the foyer area now. You've got a little while Mr. DuPont sorts everything out. There's a seating area off to your right. There's the elevators off to your left. And there's probably signs written in, they'd be written in French and English. You can see like kitchen area, or I guess they wouldn't call it kitchen area. They'd call it like food and pool.
Let's go check out
pool.
Pool.
As you wander up to the pool, your mum spots where you're going, and she calls out, "Make sure you're safe."
Always am.
Give me Lucas, she says. She takes Lucas off you.
Great.
What are you doing with Pepper? Do you want to take Pepper with you?
Yeah, let's bring Pep.
Yeah,
come on, Pep.
You can see there are signs that say that she's allowed to wander in the pool
area. Pepper is allowed in here, says the sign.
That's gross. That's unhygienic, but I like it.
That's festy.
You take Pepper and, who's coming with? Squirrel is not coming with because he doesn't want to go with you, Colby. But Hugh, Ralph, and Harry are probably going to come with.
That's smart of Squirrel. He would have been in the drink.
Okay, cool.
It just would have been funny to be like, donk, splosh, and then he's wet, idiot. Are you going to go change out of your wet clothes?
Can I try and convince Squirrel to come because we're best friends?
You can make
come to the pool.
One success. Probably not enough, actually. Squirrel is very scared.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. He says, your sister's a maniac.
She's harmless. It's fine.
Look, if you want to sit down over by the Donalds, I mean.
The Donalds?
In the seating area, there's a bunch of Donald Duck statues.
I want to go to the pool.
All right, you go. I'll stay here.
Fine.
Well, I guess because of that conversation, Colby, you are with Harry, Ralph, and Hugh. Hugh, immediately, as you're walking down the corridor towards the pool area, Hugh, you can see he's taken out his lighter again and he's flip, playing with it. He ducks into one of the toilets and you know it's not to go to the toilet. Would you like to do anything about that?
No.
All right, cool. You arrive at the pool. There's a... Do you have Colby? Do you have Pepper?
Yeah.
So there's a fenced off area and there's a sign saying that Pepper is not allowed in the pool, but is allowed in the area around the pool. There's a big, it's a partially grassy, partially concreted area. There's lawn chairs set out all over the place. A lot of other holidaymakers are here of various ages, adults and children. And you can hear splashing and laughing in the pool itself. Part of the pool, there's a separate section which is shaped like Donald Duck's head.
Yes.
Which is, you know how a pool will have like a small spa attached to it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Donald Duck head is a small spa. There is water coming out of Donald Duck's mouth into the pool. A bunch of the kids are playing around that. They're climbing up into the spa, forcing themselves into the hole, and then slipping out into the pool. Definitely does not look safe.
Well, that looks fun. If anything.
Okay, cool.
We'll head in. I want to go up to the spa. I want to check out that sliding hole.
It's past the fenced area, so Pepper is not allowed in, but you don't see any staff here right now.
Well, I've read the sign, so if I were a dog, I'm not going in, and Pepper's read the sign, so if she wants to obey it, that's up to her.
So you're taking Pepper into the fenced off area?
I'm taking herself.
All right, I don't even know why you're justifying it. no one, you're going to tell that to a security guard, they're going to believe you? Anyway, you go into the fenced area with Pepper. Obviously, neither Harry nor Ralph are going to call you out on that. Ralph, you can see, Ralph and Harry are having a conversation about maybe trying to have a competition swimming laps up and down. You walk over to the spa area. There's a couple of adults sitting in the spa area. One of them turns to you as you approach with Pepper and says, "Honey, you're not allowed to have a dog in here."
I look at them like I can't speak English. Huh?
Dog, she says, pointing to the dog. Not allowed.
I gesture like, yeah, you can pat the dog.
No, honey, you're not allowed. All right, that's going to be, I'm going to call that subterfuge presence, I guess.
I keep doing big smiles at the person, like, wow, we're friends.
Two for presents. You have nothing in subterfuge. So that's a negative one to the roll, which was just one dice. But then you get a negative two for lying to an adult. So it's a chance die.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay.
The adult looks at you, and you could see quite clearly, you could tell they know. They know you speak English. They know you understand. You're not fooling them. Honey, the dog is not allowed in this area.
What are you going to do?
You say that?
Yeah.
You're a brave 13-year-old.
Fucking hell. Yeah, you...
I'm on holiday. When you're on holiday, you can't get in trouble.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
All right. Is this kind of an intimidation attempt? Is that what you're trying?
I'm not trying to intimidate them. I'm asking, what are you going to do?
Well, if you say it like that, this person stands up out of the spa area and says, I'm going to get someone to tell you.
Idiot, that means you're leaving. And I'm here with the dog.
She walks away then. All right, what are you doing?
Oh, no, Mum's going to kill me. No. I run. I'm back.
Where are you?
I fear no man.
Where are you?
I fear Mum.
Where are you running to?
Back into the foyer.
Okay. You run all the way back into the foyer.
Yep.
All right, let's see how good this person is. Because you've pissed them off. They're absolutely going to try and track you down now. Oh, you're in trouble. All right, this is something you're going to have to deal with later. So you heading back to the foyer, yep. Pass Wilbur on your way out. Wilbur, you see Colby coming back in with Pepper.
I just assume that you've done something stupid and I'm going to continue to the pool to hang out with my scout boys.
All right.
And also whilst I'm walking, I want to read my Glime brochure now that I have a minute to myself.
Despite the fact that you open the Glime brochure and you do not get past the first sentence before you see coming out of the men's bathroom, just underneath the door, smoke.
I go, God damn it. And I run into the bathroom to check it out.
You run into the bathroom. You can see that. Why did you bring him? Hugh has stuffed as much toilet paper as he can into one of the bins and has set it on fire.
He loves a burning bin.
I say, Hugh, what are you doing?
It's fine. The fire alarm hasn't gone off.
What the
Win. As soon as he says that, the sprinklers go off.
Oh, God.
So does the fire look like it's going to be put out by the sprinklers?
Yeah, the fire, you can see it's pretty contained. Both of you, everyone inside is immediately drenched. Pepper starts barking and howling. She doesn't like the noise.
Oh, I try and comfort Pepper. I give her lots of pats and, like, hold her ears so that she doesn't hear it so much.
Animal can presence, so that's just one dice. Unfortunately, yeah, Pepper's just not really. Oh, I give you actually a circumstantial plus one bonus because obviously Pepper sees you as friendly as family. Still, yeah, no, Pepper's really distressed by the siren. She starts barking at the ceiling. So that's what you're doing, Colby. Wilbur, what do you want to do
Hugh's not wearing a scout uniform, is he?
No. If you hesitate, Hugh pushes past you and he says, "Make way!"
And he's just running away?
He's just running, yeah.
I don't run, but I casually walk out and I'm trying to keep my cool.
Hugh runs towards the front where your parents are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following him or going the other way?
I'm going to run back to the foyer.
All right, so you're heading back with him?
Yeah.
All right. So, well, Hugh gets there first. Well, Hugh passes you as well, Colby. As he passes you, he doesn't mean to, but he bumps into you a little bit. And he looks over and says, sorry, I gotta go. He keeps muscling his way as best as he can to the foyer.
That guy's getting punched later. He's made my dog cry. And he's hurt me.
A few moments later, obviously, all of you reconvene in the foyer. People in Donald Duck costumes are leading everyone out of the building.
I go, what is going on?
Do you say that to anyone in particular?
I just sort of say it out loud.
Okay. So.
Just anyone who might overhear.
I guess, actually no, this would be technically a roll on your parents' part. Your dad, oh, wow. Your dad, uncharacteristically observant. Your mom, also very observant. Both of them are looking at the two of you and Hugh, who came with you, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see both of your parents are doing quick mental calculations on what has gone down, and none of you are fooling them. They don't say anything, but they don't say anything.
That's the best we can hope for right now.
The building is evacuated. At a certain point, firefighters who you can see the firefighters have on their lapel, they have Mickey Mouse, that the three logo thing. Quite obviously, they're firefighters specific to Euro Disney here.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and they check to make sure that the place is safe. They come out and it's about maybe 8 p.m. before everyone is allowed back into the building.
Oh, wow.
You can see the firefighters come out with the smoking bin that caused this. When they do that, Nancy, your mum and dad both look at Hugh, who looks back at them and just gives like a big unconvincing shrug.
Oh, that kid's annoying. He kept us out of the Donald Duck Hotel.
He did, yeah. Hotel Donald. Everyone makes their way slowly back in. At this point, Mr. DuPont has figured out your accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that everyone is unpacked and in the room, it's 9 p.m. and most of the park is closed down for the night.
God.
Which room's Hugh staying in?
It'd be your parents in their own room and then all of you in a separate room.
Cool. A kid's room.
Yeah, Pepper would be staying with your parents, as would Lucas, obviously. But yeah, all of you kids are in your own room.
It's good that the dog is kept away from us. That would have been a mischief hound.
I want to try and sneakily read that Glime brochure. I want to know about Glime.
Wilbur, you crack open the Glime brochure.
Finally.
Well, on the front page of the Glime brochure, you can see it's a picture of like an alien landscape, and sticking out of it are two fresh, inviting-looking cans of Glime. The container itself is, the can itself is a very simple design. It's a green color with a white band that says Glime wrapped around it.
Yep.
And then both of the cans have been ever so subtly cracked open, and you can see a single, it's a very similar green to the green on the can, but slightly darker, dark enough or different enough that you can see it distinct against the can as it in the picture dribbles down the side of the can.
God, yeah.
In a space landscape behind it, saying, "Try the taste of a new world."
I will.
You crack it open and it says in big bold letters up the top, limited edition. Europe's taste just got better. So much better, you won't believe it. We're rushing to bring you the greatest drink you've ever had.
Oh my God.
Get set for a surprise. And set has a little rocket ship next to it in the text. It's Glime, all Glime, but a giant step for all mankind. Better tasting, smoother feeling, more refreshing, more inviting. New Glime will soon be dressed in its brand new best. Meanwhile, look for cans and bottles marked Glime. That's it. That's it is written on the brochure. That's not me saying it. That's it is the last text that you see. In the inside of the brochure, it's pictures of, you could see people, happy looking faces smiling back at you, holding cans of Glime, mm-hmm. either drinking or just kind of obviously enjoying the drink itself.
Yeah.
On the back, there's just like another picture, maybe of a spaceship in the background. And in the front is a astronaut with their helmet off enjoying a can of Glime.
If it's good enough for astronauts, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, I want some Glime. God, I'm thirsty for Glime.
As you're doing that, as you're reading it.
I'm also licking my lips as I'm reading.
As you're licking your lips and reading it, I'd say Harry Rickards, the sporty kid, leans over your shoulder and says, "Yo, what's going on there?
Have you heard of Glime?
Nah.
Look at this.
Isn't that the stuff your dad said not to drink?
Yeah, but what does he know? He's a dork." I said that trying to get the same laugh as I got last time.
All right.
Because I know what works, you know?
I'll make that a, to try and pull this joke off, I'll make that a socialize presence roll, which unfortunately is only one die for you.
Oh,
I'm
no.
going to let you know really quickly. This is something I didn't explain properly, or I explained it when we first made our characters, but it's been a little while since then. Mm-hmm. So both of you have a stat called willpower.
Yeah.
Willpower measures your characters, kind of like what focus that you have.
So mine would be willpower. Yours would be Colby power.
I was going to make the same joke. Oh, my God.
Both of you were desperately stumbling over each other, waiting for a brief moment in between when I was talking to leap in.
Yep. Willpower and coal power, yeah.
Sure, yeah. You have willpower and coal power.
Yeah.
Your willpower is 3. Whereas your coal power is 5.
Oh.
Now, you spend a point of will or coal power to knuckle down and focus on a roll.
Yep.
It gives you a +3 to any roll.
3 dice, yes.
Yeah, extra 3 dice. Or alternatively, you can use it in some situations where you just need a lot of endurance. So if you're about to be knocked out, you can spend willpower to not be knocked out, basically.
Okay.
That sort of stuff. There's a few other very specific instances where it's useful. I'll let you know if such things come up. Mm-hmm. Now, you can, if you want, spend a point of willpower to make this 1 die roll a 4 dice roll. But willpower is slow to recover. You get 1 point back every time you sleep, or you can get it back by indulging in your virtue or vice. So if you indulge...
What kind of vice does a 13-year-old have?
Oh, well, we've gone through them. So, Colby, your virtue is calm. Yep. Your vice is...
Brash.
Yeah, that's right. And Wilbur, your virtue is...
My virtue is creative.
And your vice is...
Irresponsible.
So if you indulge in your virtue, to your detriment, it needs to be... It needs to hurt you somehow. Mm-hmm. If you indulge in your virtue, you get all of your willpower back. So it's really good. And if you indulge in your vice, you get 1 point back.
Mm.
So it's a little less powerful, but vices are assumed to be a little easier.
Cool.
So and also there's some rules about how often you can do it. And you can indulge in your vice more often than in your virtue, basically.
Cool.
If you run out of willpower, it just means that your character is emotionally exhausted and you need to indulge in your vice at the next opportunity.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Make sense?
Yeah.
So would you like to spend a point of willpower? You have 3. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 3 successes. Great job.
Oh, no.
Harry doubles over laughing. It's big, heavy belly laughs. The way that you delivered it, maybe you waited for a beat, you turned around, and you gave it to him in the exact manner at that exact moment that he needed to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
He
maybe some eyebrow action or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make a note. He thinks that you can see he's having like a great time hanging out with you right now.
Oh, maybe we're not so neutral after all.
Colby, what would you like to be doing while this is happening?
What's Hugh doing?
Hugh's standing in the kitchen turning the oven on and off.
I would like to...
It's an electric oven. He's quite clearly confused.
Yeah.
I would like to Corky the child.
All right.
I think in Europe they call it a Charlie horse. Or is that American? What do they call it in Europe?
Don't they call it
a dead leg, maybe?
Corky with cheese? That would be brawl plus your strength, which is 7 dice. I'm not going to subtract his defense. Actually, All right, I'll give you an option here. If you want, you can try to make a stealth dexterity check to approach him without him noticing, and then he doesn't get his defense. Would you like to try that? Or
yes.
Do you want him to see it coming?
Oh, I don't want him to see it coming, but I want it to hurt more.
Okay. You're successful. He's too busy trying to figure out why there's no fire on this stove. What's a corky? Is that in the leg?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you punch someone in the thigh with like
your knuckles
hand,
out.
And so it's bang.
Sure. And you go, ooh.
And then it makes your leg feel all weird.
You kind of hit him. Unfortunately, you hit him at a weird angle and it hurts. You can see, he grabs at his leg, but you can tell, you know when you hit, maybe you don't know this, you know when you hit something or someone and you're like, oh, the angle was wrong. I didn't give my proper force. I know I could have done better.
Okay, you flubbed it.
Yeah, you kind of flubbed it, but you definitely did still hit him and he grabs his leg in pain and kind of goes lopsided at it.
That's all right. I'll try again.
All right. We're going to roll initiative.
Is that a roll for initiative?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in. We're doing it. Our first battle.
All right, you get to go first. You're going to just swing again, are you?
Other leg, yeah.
Other leg?
Yes.
Even him out, fair enough. You swing at his other leg. You get him in the other leg.
Good.
Ah, he cries out in pain again. He gets one turn, then everyone else in the room kind of works out what's happening.
Should piss off the fire bug.
Yeah, he tries to light your hair on fire. He's only going to get one die to this.
Uh-huh. That is a 10 out of 10.
Oh my god! He got two successes. Colby, he shoves you in the chest, and you don't even realize what's about to happen until it's happening. But when you're shoved in the chest, your eyeline kind of goes up for a brief second, and when it comes back down, you could tell that his arm's next to you, but you thought he was just going to grab you. You realize he has the lighter in his hand. You take 1 point of lethal damage. Oh, no.
Well, if you got product in your hair, because if...
No.
Normal hair just sort of singes.
You just
really
kind of... Yeah, I think you just came off a flight. I don't think you have any product in your hair. I'm going to say you take just a point of bashing damage. It's not a lot of damage. It's just a tiny little fire that just lights some of your hair. So, now everyone's in the fight. So, Colby, you get to go first. You're still going first. You rolled quite high for your initiative. So, your hair is on fire.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.